I have two questions that were given to me, but I also want to add on to Dr. DeGay's response to the first question. How do I convince my parent to go for the evaluation? There are a few things, and I totally agree that this has to be done softly and gently. One way of doing this might be to tell them about somebody else who thought they had Alzheimer's and had an evaluation done, and it turned out that there was pressure on the brain, and surgery immediately helped, and the person did not have Alzheimer's, or that the person had, as she said, perhaps thyroid disease. Because if you tell them that it might be something else and something can be done about, this might give them more incentive. Another thing, which is a general tip in getting anybody to do anything, is who it comes from. And I've told some people in this group this story before. My father had Alzheimer's. My mother did not want home care. My mother felt she could do everything herself. I tried to convince her, my sisters tried to convince her, nothing happened. My mother calls me one day and says to me, "I think it's time to get some help at home. My rabbi told me I needed it." I mean, we had been, all these years trying to tell her, but it depends on who it comes from. If a daughter tells her mother, "You need help," or if a daughter tells her mother, "Get an evaluation," or "You need to go to an adult home," or whatever it is, mother says, "I diaper you, who are you to tell me what to do?" But if a granddaughter says to grandma, "You know, grandma, I'm really up at night worrying about you. I love you so much, and I really worry about you." Then grandma says, "Oh, look how much he loves me. Maybe I'll do this. I'll do it for you, even if I don't do it for me." So this is one approach that helps a lot. The other thing is making them feel that they are part of the decision. In whatever, "Would you like to go to this doctor or this doctor?" Or, "You need some help. Would you rather go someplace, or would you rather have somebody come into the house and help you?" These are the kinds of things that might help convince them. The question was asked, "Please discuss the difference between the power of attorney and durable power of attorney." I'm not a lawyer, but I can just tell you the basic difference is that regular power of attorney stops as soon as somebody becomes incompetent. And that's why you need the durable power of attorney.
Well,
power of attorney basically is financial. That's why you need the healthcare proxy. Power of attorney is only financial. Medical decisions you need a healthcare proxy for.
The durable goes across the board, no category.
No ma'am.
I don't think so.
No ma'am.
It does. I just have done.
No ma'am.
Power of attorney, okay.
Yeah. No, it's right.
You also need a healthcare proxy, but a durable allows you to make decisions across the board in all categories.
Not really, not as far as I know.
No.
Okay, I guess there's a difference of opinion here. But we were always told that the power of attorney is only over legal and financial things, but not over not medical issues. Now, somebody else wanted to know the difference between assisted living and assisted living program. Assisted living is an overall term for adult homes, enriched housing, any type of facility that provides assistance. Assisted living program is a special program. It's a New York State program which is provided in a limited amount of facilities. And what this does is an adult home or enriched housing program joins together with a home care agency and provides a program that's called assisted living program. The reason this was done is because there were many people who kind of fell behind between the cracks, who didn't really need a nursing home, but needed more care than the adult homes could give. Now, adult homes are paid very little. They're paid by SSI because they're not medical facilities. They're paid very little. So therefore, they needed a way of giving more money into the adult homes so that they would be able to provide more care. for people. And that's when the assisted living program was provided. So what happens basically is that SSI, we're talking about people who cannot pay privately, SSI will pay for the room and board. Medicaid will pay for the amount of personal care that's needed. It's a very, very good program. It's called the Assisted Living Program. There are not too many facilities in New York that provide it. My biggest complaint about the program is there are not enough. There is a kosher assisted living program in Far Rockaway called the Long Island Living Center. They do have a special floor for people with dementia. I think the assisted living program is a good program, but there are not really enough facilities that provide it. I just wanted to mention one more thing. I spoke about resources. I did not really speak about my own agency. Our unit in the Department for the Aging provides all kinds of information and supportive help about all the different resources that I spoke to you about. Now, the number in the brochure is my personal number at the agency, but I'm only there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The general number for that unit, because anybody on the unit can help me with any kinds of problems regarding either Alzheimer's or long-term care placement, the general number is 442-3086. I also wanted to mention the Alzheimer's Association, which has been mentioned several times this morning, and they too can offer all kinds of assistance, particularly around support groups and everything else. So you can call either one of us. Thank you.
Thank you.